This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Teen Titans Go to the Movies is, if you're, first of all, if you're a fan of the show, you'll kind of get it. But if you haven't seen the show, there are great characters. Some are characters that people know, like Robin or Cyborg, but it's when they're a little bit younger and they're just kind of, they're not full-fledged superheroes yet. It's a fun movie about them trying to be taken seriously. Because, you know, I think that a lot of kids have that frustration of like, hey, just because I'm a kid doesn't mean you can't take me seriously. And so I think that it's something that kids can relate to. I can relate to. Not a lot of people know this. I was once a kid, and I haven't really shared that. I've been not very public about that, but it's true. Slade is the arch nemesis of the Teen Titans. And he's like a real super villain. He's looking to take over the world, and then he runs up against the Teen Titans. And he's also maybe not the best at being a supervillain. He makes a lot of mistakes, so he's kind of dumb. If I could choose any superpower, it would probably be that I could make just food invisible so that people want to get mad at me for, like, eating junk that I want to eat. Like, I just, like, make donuts invisible or, like, hot fudge sundaes or candy bars. And, you know, and then I'd just be like, what are you eating? And I'd be like, no, this is air. That would be weird. I don't really have a favorite snack to eat while I'm recording because it gets a little noisy. The microphones are so hot it would pick up the sound. Like, if I was like, I'm flirt, they'd be like, what are you doing? So it's a lot of water, sadly. I think super villains think they're having more fun, but then ultimately it gets revealed to them because usually there's a standoff and the superhero says, hey, you're doing all this and you're hurting people. They're like, you're right, and that's not good to hurt people. Boy, it's tough to say what my all-time favorite superhero movie would be. I mean, I really loved the very first Batman movie with Michael Keaton. That, to me, was the one that kind of got me interested in the genre, and I'm still such a fan of his. I think he's so awesome as Batman. All the Batman have been great. So I'd probably say Batman. Although, you know, I really liked also the first Iron Man movie. I think that, it's a crossing the two comic universes, but I really like that. I really like. I think Robert Downey is such an amazing superhero because he infuses a lot of fun into that character, which I enjoy. Sometimes, you know, when I voice Batman, Lego Batman, just doing that look, that voice like this for a long time. By the time I leave, my voice can be pretty shot. And so I'll not speak for a couple hours. Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.